I come because I need thee. Oh, bless me right now, my Savior. Oh, Lord, I come, oh, Lord, I come. Oh, Lord, I come. I come to thee. And everybody say, yes, yes. Oh, yes, yes. Yes, yes, oh yes, 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 I so says yes, hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to your name right now, Father. We're calling on you this evening. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We come thanking you for this day, dear God. For this is the day that you have made. We will continue to rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you for another day's journey. Hallelujah. Thank you for life, for health, and for strength. Thank you for your love, your kindness, and your tender mercies. That's why we say yes, yes, oh yes. You didn't have to do it, but you did, dear God. You didn't have to save us, but you did, dear God. God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You didn't have to call us, but you did, dear God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Give us to lay all our burdens down, dear Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. If there's anything on our mind, oh God, that's not like you right now, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Let us release. Let us release. Let us release every hindrance right now. Every idea and every thought that's not like you right now, in the mighty name of Jesus. Give us to cast all our cares upon you, dear God. But you said, I care for you. Give us a call on you right now, Lord, while you may be bound, in the mighty name of Jesus. We come saying thank you, Lord, for another day. Thank you, Lord, for another opportunity to come before your presence, oh God, with thanksgiving praise. Thank you right now, God. Hallelujah. For watching over us all day long, for binding up the hand of the wicked one who came to rob, kill, steal, and to destroy. Thank you for counseling every assignment of the enemy that he sent out against us. We magnify you right now, God. There's nobody like you in all the earth, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you for allowing us, hallelujah, to lay our burdens down, dear God. Hallelujah. We know the enemy has been busy. You said he's like a roaring lion. going to and fro, seeking whom he may devour. But thank you, Father God, our minds are stayed on you. My God, according to Isaiah 26:3, you will keep us in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee. You said, because peace rests in me, I will keep him in perfect peace. Oh, we keep on calling on the name of Jesus. No other help we know. Hallelujah. Yeah, sometimes trouble's in our way, oh God. Sometimes we even have to cry. Sometimes, oh God. But you told us you're gonna fix it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you for being a heart fixer. Thank you for being a mind regulator. Thank you for being our God, our helper, and our strength. You said, call upon me, and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things that thou knowest not. Open our eyes, dear Lord, so that we can see. Open our ears, dear God, so that we can hear in the mighty name of Jesus. Glory to God. No matter what it's looking like, no matter what it's sounding like, not even what it's feeling like, dear God, we want to put our trust in you. We never could have made it without you. We never could have made it without you. That's why we keep on keeping on right now. That's why we keep on praying, oh God. That's why we keep seeking your face right now. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Thank you, hallelujah, for this opportunity to come before your presence. Hallelujah. Anyhow, regardless, hallelujah, of the trials and the tribulations that we may go through, dear God, we thank you. We're able to call upon you while you may be found. In the mighty name of Jesus, thank you because you're on the main line. Hallelujah. And we can tell you what we want. We can tell you what we need. Hallelujah. Thank you for being able to seek your face this evening. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Help us. Hallelujah. Help us to call upon you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We have come together for no other reason, hallelujah, but to seek your face. And you said, if I be lifted up, hallelujah, from the earth, I'll draw all men unto me. We're praying for the lost right now, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We are praying for those that don't know you, Lord. Hallelujah, right now. But we know you got men and women on the streets right now, Father. Those who are witnessing, those who are going to the men and the women that don't know you, Father. They are sharing your word, asking you to strengthen them in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Binding up the spirit of fear, for you have not given us the spirit of fear, but a power and a love and of a sound mind right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, anything that's vexing the spirit, oh God, we pray against it right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Anything that's trying to hinder the work of God, we bind it up right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And we send it out of darkness.
Yes, Lord.
That it shall not return to us again in this lifetime or the next. We want to say thank you, Father God, for your healing virtue. For anyone that's among us that's sick with any sickness, any disease, any infirmity, any weakness, anything that's not like you, in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
We're praying over them right now, Father God.
Yes, God.
Asking you to send your angels, your ministering angels,
God,
your warring angels, to be encamped around about us right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We asking you, Father God, to heal, set free, and deliver. If there's anything in our lives, oh God, that's not like you, we ask that you take it away. You have our permission right now, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus over our lives, over our health, and over our strength. In the mighty name of Jesus, we plead the blood of Jesus over our houses, oh God, vehicles right now in the mighty name of Jesus, even our jobs. Hallelujah. We want to, hallelujah, welcome you to be with us everywhere we may be, everywhere we may go. We ask for your leadership and your guidance right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. They sung a song back in the day. Where he leads me, I will follow. Where he leads me, I will follow. Where he leads me, anyone among us that's sick. Hallelujah. I've heard on today, glory to God, about a couple of people that's been infected with COVID-19. It is still here. It hasn't left yet, my God. So we got to continue to take care of ourselves in the mighty name of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
But we pray for those who have been infected with COVID-19. We pray for the breathing, Maya da 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 sata. Asking you, dear God, to blow your Ruah breath back into the nostrils, back into their bodies, Maya da 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 sata, so they will be able to breathe. Hallelujah, uninhibited in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, it washes our sins away. The blood of Jesus is a healer and a deliverer. We give everything to you in prayer. And Father, in Proverbs, the 4th chapter, in the 22nd verse, hallelujah, it says, for they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. Glory to God. We can ask, like the Bible says, and it shall be given. We can seek, like the Bible says, and we will find. And if we knock, glory to God, the door will be open unto us in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. In that same chapter in Proverbs, my God, in verse 20 it says, my son, attend to my words. Incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart. For they are life. That's what verse 22 came from. For they are life unto those that find them, and health, H-E-A-L-T-H, to all their flesh. Verse 23 says, keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Oh, bless his holy name.
Praise the Lord.
But away from thee a froward mouth and perverse lips, put far from thee. Let thine eyes look right on, and let thy eyelids look straight before thee. Ponder the path of thy feet, and let all thy ways be established. Turn not to the right hand, nor to the left. Remove thy foot from evil. My God, my God, my God.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you for your instructions. Hallelujah. That you have left us. Thank you. Glory to God. To have the mind of Christ.
Yes, Lord.
That's why we keep seeking your face. That's why we keep praying, my God. That's why we keep asking you, dear God, to have your way on the inside of us. The scripture says we don't even know what to pray for, my God. But while we are yet praying, we are asking for your leadership. Right now, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Psalms 107.
Hold it.
Thank you, Jesus. Psalms 107. It says, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. His mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And gathered them out of the lands, from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south. My God. He has gathered his people. They wandered in the wilderness in a solitary way. They found no city to dwell in. Hungry and thirsty, the soul fainted in them. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them out of their distresses. My God. And he led them forth by the way, that they might go to a city of habitation. Oh, that men would praise the Lord. Hallelujah. For his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. My God, that was verse 8. I'm going to read it again. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. For he satisfieth the longing soul and filleth the hungry soul with goodness. Hallelujah. Father God, we continue, glory to God, to seek your face. We continue to ask you to lead us and to guide us and to show us the way. In the mighty name of Jesus. And in that same Psalms 107 and started at verse 19, it says, then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distresses. Well, we read that earlier in Psalms 107. He saved them out of the distresses. Whatever is going on in your life, whatever is bothering you, my God, my God, my God, whatever the enemy is trying to sin against you, we bind him up in the mighty name of Jesus. We bind up distress. Glory to God. We bind up lack. We bind up want. Everything that you may desire, my God, we bind up the distresses of this life, and we ask God, hallelujah, to release power in the Holy Ghost right now, to release power and strength into the saints of God right now, that we will keep looking unto the hills from whence cometh our help, knowing that our help cometh from the Lord. In Psalms 107 in verse 20 says, he sent his word, hallelujah, and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. My God, he sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. Destructions, meaning plural, many, my God, like James says in James 1 and 2, my God, for us to continue to praise the Lord even while we go through these diverse trials and tribulations. But in Psalms 107 and 21, it says, all that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. And let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving and declare his works with rejoicing. He didn't say hung down head. He said with rejoicing. Hallelujah. Thanksgiving and praise. We will declare the works of the Lord, because even when we are going through, even when it seems like the devil might even have a foothold on us, the Lord is saying, no, no, not so. Hallelujah. He has given us the victory already. Hallelujah. He just tells us to have faith in God. And that's Mark 11 and 22. Glory to God. To have faith in God. To trust in God. To stand on the promises. Glory to God. That he has given us. We know that he is not a man that he should lie. Neither the son of man that he has to repent. And if he said it, he is going to do it. Mm-hmm. Our job is to have faith in God. Trust him in spite of what it's looking like. Yeah, they may have said you had cancer. They may have said you maybe have 2 or 3 more months to live, but whose report are we going to believe? I told someone early in the year, we go to the doctor because we want to see what in the world they are saying. And then we will know how to pray. What do we need healing from? What do we need deliverance from? Hallelujah. So when we go to the doctors and they tell us what their prognosis are, we can hear them, but we need to stand on the promises of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
If we are true believers in him. And in Isaiah 53, verses 4, 5, and 6, it says, surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. And verse 6 says, all we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord have laid on him the iniquity of us all. Jesus already paid the price. Jesus was that ultimate sacrifice, that lamb without a blemish. My God, that same lamb, glory to God, that can wash us whiter than snow.
Yes.
Hallelujah. That's why we need to keep seeking his face. This is not the time to quit, nor is it the time to give up. I was listening to a preacher on yesterday with Dr. Mary Warren and Dr. God, the Ultimate Connections Ministries, and he mentioned he hadn't found the verse in the Bible yet that says now it's time to give up. I preached a message, I believe it was last year, that it said, this is not the time to quit. This is not the time to stop. We have to persevere. We have to continue in spite of what we're going through. But we got to remember what Jesus said. You are never alone.
Amen.
I am with you. As a matter of fact, he told us, I go before you. My God, I sung the song earlier, where he leads me, glory to God, I will follow. Because he's not going to lead us into a desolate place. He's going to lead us where there's hope and where there's victory. Glory to God. But we got to maintain, my God, maintain. Keep reading the word. Keep listening to the scriptures or reading the scriptures. One of my spiritual daughters, she like playing the word on the phone. Or my brother James, he can't hold the Bible because he's a quadriplegic, but he has a computer that the nurses or the attendants will go in his room when he wants to hear the word of God, and they will start it for him. We got the word of God at our fingertips. It is made available for us. And while we have a chance, we don't know when and if they're going to say here in the United States of America, you got to stop reading the word of God. We know they took prayer out of school. And now they're taking some of the Bibles out of the library. While we have freedom, we got to monopolize this thing. We need to reach out more to God. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. In the message that we watched on last night, the man of God was talking how Jesus was talking to his disciples, and he was trying to prove to them, because some disbelieved that that was really Jesus that had rose from the dead. So he showed them the nails in his hand, and he showed them the nails, where the nails had been in his hand and where the nails had been in his feet. My God. And then, because they thought he was a ghost, and he said, I can't be a ghost because ghosts don't have bones. My God. But I am the risen Christ. Hallelujah. And then he told them, do y'all have something to eat? He was hungry. My God. He is yet proving himself to us each and every day. That's why he tells us to keep on seeking me while I may be found. That's why he says in Mark 11 and 22, have faith in God in the name of Jesus. And while we are having faith in God, and while we are praying for others, we're not just praying for ourselves. We're praying for some people, my God, that don't know how to pray. Some that the doctors have gave them some bad news, and they think there is no hope for them because the doctor told them there was no hope. But we can find a supernatural hope, Hayosa, in the word of God. Glory to God. I want to go back to Psalms 107. Whew, my Lord, my Lord. And I want to look at verses 19. I read 20, but I want to reread. I'm going to start at 19, and it says, then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distresses. He sent his word and heal them and deliver them from their destruction. We got to call upon the Lord, and we got to believe that he is going to heal us. My God. And save us out of our troubles. Whatever troubles we may be having. I'm having troubles with DDS, dental implants. I'm having so much trouble out of them. Until today, I got a hold of my insurance, and I told them how DDS was being very disrespectful, even though my insurance had already paid for my things that I needed. My insurance had already paid $2,200 for it. And these people had not called me to come and pick up my product. So I've been waiting for 4 or 5 months, and I've been battling with them going back and forth, back and forth. But today I said to the company, I want to file a grievance. The Bible says the law is for the lawless. So the way they are treating me and the way they are acting after they have received all this money, but they still have not released my product, and they're being ugly, I had to call in on them, and I did file a grievance. But before I even filed a grievance, I prayed about them. See, the battle is not ours, but it is the Lord. And he told us in Isaiah 54:17 that no weapon that is formed against us shall prosper, that it would not work. And these people have been causing problems for me, again, for the last 4 or 5 months. And I said to the Lord, I'm tired. I started to cry. Lord, I don't want to have to cry anymore. I'm giving all this over to you. So if I got to start over with another company, that's what I'm going to do. But I'm not going to pay them to be rude to me. I'm not going to pay them to be ugly to me and think that they are getting away with it.
Amen.
Amen. The devil is a liar. Not going to happen. So I've already given it to the people. I'm not going to call back. I gave it to God. So I'm just going to move on in Jesus' name. Because he told me I could ask for what I wanted. If my ways pleased him, and that's one of my prayers, I pray that my ways please him. We all need to pray that our ways please him. And then I like the fact that he told us that we don't have to even have a whole lot of faith, but we can have a small amount of faith. But that faith that we have will work for us.
Amen.
Amen. In Isaiah 55, my God, 55:8, it says, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Verse 10 says, for as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it spring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. Verse 11 says, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it will prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. My God. And verse 12 says, for ye shall go out with joy and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth before you into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands, Instead of the thorn shall come up the fire tree, and instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle tree, and it shall be to the Lord for a name, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. And what did I say, Psalms, hallelujah, 107 said in the beginning? My God. Oh, that men would praise the Lord, for he is good. He is good. Do I have any witnesses that God is good?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Father God, we want to say thank you for everything that you've already done for us today. We want to thank you, Father God, for taking us back and forth across these dangerous highways and bringing us back safe and sound. Thank you for your protection that you have given us. Thank you for providing for us everything that we need, a place to stay, my God. Food on our tables and clothes on our backs. And for some of us that drive gas in our cars or our trucks, we don't want to take anything for granted that you do for us, but we want to give thanks to you, dear God, for making all these things available to us. Oh, that men would praise the Lord. Give us a praying spirit, dear God. Give us a mind, my God, my God, my God, hallelujah, to be able to call upon you anytime, day or night, hallelujah. We don't have to be put on hold. Hold on for 5 minutes. Hold on for 10 minutes. You are on the main line. And we can call on you and tell you what we want, tell you what we need, even if we got to cry. My Lord, You said, cast your care upon me. So we're casting tonight, dear God. Anything that's not like you, anything that's getting in our way, anything that's stopping us from going forward in you, we want to cast all our cares, all, my God, all our burdens, oh God. According to Psalms 55 and 22, glory to God. Cast your cares on God and he'll sustain you, my God. He'll sustain you. He will sustain us. He will keep us. What does that other song say? I will keep thee in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on me, because he trusts in me. I will keep thee in perfect peace, because we trust in him. And those are promises, glory to God, that he has given us. Glory to God. We thank the Lord for his grace and for his mercy, for his love and all of his kindnesses that he keeps bestowing upon us. It's not that he owes us anything, but I'm so grateful. Hallelujah, that he watches over us. And someone said the other day, and I believe it was Apostle Asia Francis, he knows our name. He knows everything that we are going through. He just wants us to trust him. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I talked about it a couple weeks ago, that every time I give a message, the Lord's giving me a message to encourage. To encourage us. To keep us. To help us to hold on and maintain that he has given us, even that measure of faith that he has given us. I was reading earlier in 2 Thessalonians, the first chapter, and it says, this letter is from Paul, Silas, and Timothy. We are writing to the church in Thessalonica, to all who belong to God, our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ. May God, our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ give you grace and peace. Amen. We want the Lord to continue to give us grace as we run this race. Amen. To help us to know we have already won. Because Jesus has already paid it all. And all to him we owe. We can't pay him back with money. We don't have enough money to pay him. Glory to God. And he's not trying to make us do a whole bunch of things, jump through hoops and all of that.
Amen, amen.
He's asking us to believe, to trust in him, to have faith in him. And he says, where there be two or three gathered together in my name, he was going to be in the midst. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, for your word. We thank you, Father God, for your word being medicine to our mind, our body, our soul. Hallelujah, our spirit. In Colossians 1, 20, 21 and 22 says, Jesus is the Lord of my life. Sickness and disease have no power over me, my God. I am forgiven and free from sin and guilt. I am dead to sin and alive unto righteousness. Glory to God. Jesus is the Lord of my life, the Lord of our life. We do not have to receive any sicknesses or diseases because they have no power over us if we believe. Amen. And I am forgiven and free from sin and guilt. I am dead to sin and alive unto righteousness. And that could only happen because Jesus, hallelujah, has already paid it all. That Jesus has already bore our sins in his body as he hung on that cross. Amen. And those whips that went across his back, according to Isaiah 53 and 5, it says, he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquities. And the chastisement of our peace, it was upon him. And with his stripes, we are healed. So whether it's a physical healing, a spiritual healing, a mental healing, whatever healing it is that God needs to heal each and every one of us from, it is available. All we need to do is believe his word, stand on his promises, and receive it in Jesus' mighty name. I pray, dear Heavenly and Gracious Father, that anything that we said on tonight, that it encouraged the men and women of God to continue to hold on and to believe in you. To believe in you so strong that it is the second nature, my God. Second nature to say, God got this. Second nature to say, I'm casting my cares upon him because he careth for me. So in the mighty name of Jesus, I pray that anything that we said tonight, that it fell on fertile ground, I pray that we will take your word and hide it in our hearts. And when we need it, that it will come back to us, Father. And even when sometimes we can just get your word and just meditate upon your word until we get it in our spirit, oh God. Even if we got to learn how to memorize it, my God, because we may not have a Bible handy all the time. But if we can get that word and hide it deep in our heart so that we will not sin against you, that is my prayer for each and every one of us right now. Because the enemy is trying to discourage us. The enemy is trying to make us be overwhelmed. But greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. So we give everything to Daddy God right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And we seal it in his blood, knowing that all is well. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. To God be the glory. Don't forget about prayer. 5 o'clock a.m. Tuesday morning. Praise the Lord. Prophetess Maggie will be doing that in the morning. Praise God. I thank God that we can be helpers one to another, available whenever the Lord wants to use us. Amen. I praise the Lord for everyone that's on the line with us this evening. I pray that the Lord continue to strengthen you, to guide you, to lead you, to show you the way. Until we meet again, to everyone on the line, agape love, and have a blessed evening.
Agape love.
Agape love.
Agape love.
Agape love.
Everybody have a good evening. Agape love.
Bye-bye.